Good morning. It's Friday, June 10th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny and hot, with a high near 105 and light winds. Tonight will be mostly clear, with a low around 70 and light winds. In local news, weeks into the national shortage, Sacramento remains the city most affected by the lack of baby formula. According to data compiled by DataAssembly, Sacramento ended the week of May 28 with an out-of-stock rate of 94.6%, tied with Atlanta as the worst in the nation. On Tuesday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order meant to prevent price gouging due to the formula shortage. The order prohibits vendors from selling baby formula at a price more than 10% higher than it was on February 17, before the shortage hit. As the order takes effect, baby formula shelves at many local stores remain bare. Rosemont mother Amber Blair said that finding formula for her 12-month-old daughter has become a daily uncertainty. Blair has resorted to driving as far as Roseville in search of formula or refreshing grocery apps like Instacart for overnight restocks in store inventory. If she did not stay constantly on top of it, she said, she would not be able to find formula at all. In fire news, CAL FIRE blamed PG&E for an excessively delayed response that contributed to the furious initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire, which became the second largest wildfire in California history. State investigators in their final report on the 963,000-acre fire said PG&E was too slow in reacting to a malfunction on one of its power lines near the Cresta Dam in a remote area of Plumas County last July. CAL FIRE announced in January that PG&E caused the Dixie Fire, a determination the utility's executive accepted. The hours-long delay before the fire was discovered has been the subject of previous scrutiny, including a scathing report by a federal judge who was overseeing PG&E's criminal probation in connection with the fatal 2010 natural gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno. In a statement Thursday, the company pushed back on the idea that it was late to respond to the fire. In California news, California lawmakers voted a handful of gun violence prevention bills out of committee, moving them a step closer to final approval and a renewed push to strengthen the state's gun laws. The bill's widened scope would limit the manufacture of ghost guns, ban gun sales on public properties, and cap the number of guns a private citizen is allowed to manufacture. Ghost guns have no identifying serial numbers and are constructed by the user from parts of purchased firearms. The committee unanimously approved the measure, and if passed by the Senate and signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, it will go into effect in January 2023. The governor has already confirmed that he has plans to sign it. The hearings came after Newsom called on the legislature to expedite gun violence legislation in the wake of the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Those testifying regularly referenced mass shootings, which are experiencing a nationwide spike. More in California news. Paul Pelosi, husband of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, is set to appear in court on August 3 following his May DUI arrest. The California Highway Patrol arrested Pelosi on May 29 and reported a .08 blood alcohol level. The Associated Press reported that the arrest came after Pelosi's Porsche was hit by another vehicle near Yountville, California. Pelosi's August 3 court date is slotted for 8:30 a.m. in Napa County Superior Court. According to a Thursday morning press release from Napa County District Attorney Allison Haley, her office has not yet decided what, if any, charges Pelosi will face. This is standard protocol for Napa County DUI cases, according to Haley. If charges are filed, Pelosi will be arraigned at the August 3 court date. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.